Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
And it's going. And here we go. Welcome to Rocks Talks. My name is Roxanne Wilson. It is April 1st. Are you ready for it? It'd be remiss of me not to tell you right here, right now, that yes, my friends, it is April Fool's, because some of you have woken up and you've forgotten. And when you forget, that's when you get tricked. So don't let the trickery get you. It's all over social media. You've seen all the companies think they're being cute and sly. I saw Equinox do one where they're like, hey, everybody, we're going to do a lost and found auction. And they had all these funny things, luxury lost and found auction. I'm like, I see you. I know what you're doing. But there will be one that's going to slip through the cracks and you will forget that it's April Fool's. And you'll be like, how did I miss that? So I'm just letting you know. All right. I have no fools for you today. Honestly, I don't. I'm just not that cute. I was at my dance fitness class. You should follow him. It's Big Rick. And he's goes viral all the time. But he had us doing this song. And all of a sudden, the Itsy Bitsy Spider showed up. This was yesterday. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, April Fools. Someone's like, it's not April yet. And he was like, I got to record it today so I can post it tomorrow. Anyhow, I was trying to be all supportive. I'm like, this is the weirdest song, but okay. Turns out it wasn't a song. Okay, so it's good to see you live. By the way, those of you on YouTube, I am in the chat. I will be checking the chat here too. So I'm checking the chat in both spots. But if you want to come over to the talk, we are having more fun on the talk. It's Rock's Talk Show. I would love to see you over there as well too. Yeah, okay. All right, so these are things we're talking about. If you're on the talk, you can see them there. We're going to talk about, is Ariana moving out and on? What's going on there? We're going to talk about, it's Gmail's birthday. So we are going to discuss a little bit of email and then a weekend roundup. Now, I give you the list, but the truth of the matter is there might be something that you saw that you want to have some water cooler coffee talk about. Just pop it in the chat. We can discuss whatever you like. I am here for it. It's your opportunity to get that fix that maybe we don't get anymore because we are more virtual. But also, it's your opportunity if you're like, I can't keep up with pop culture. Somebody help me. I'm your help. I got you covered. We're good. We're Gucci, as the kids say today. All right. So Ariana Madix, the famed, scorned woman from Scandal, who's now just thriving and living her best life, announced on the weekend that she is going to be the new host of Love Island. If you watch Love Island, it is like a fan cult favorite. It is a show that mixes like Big Brother with The Bachelor in a big way. And what's interesting about it is like, it's a commitment. Like literally it's on 6 days a week. They wear bikinis in Fiji in a villa and they kind of pair up and they have a chance of winning money, but it's really just their chance to get famous. And it is interesting. They do funny things. So what's interesting about that is that Ariana has been a super fan for a while. Big super fan of it. There's even an episode where she tried to get her now ex Tom Sandoval to watch it with her and he wouldn't. Now, why do I mention that? They'd announced last week that Sarah Hyland was no longer going to be the host, but they didn't tell you who the host was going to be. And then, ta-da, it's Ariana Madix. Well, the show, because it is a live show where you can really binge and watch, happens to be filmed in the summer, which is wise because they've got women in bikinis all day long. You know what else films in the summer, friends? Vanderpump Rules. It would be season 12, which will probably get picked up because it's still riding the coattails of all the drama. Now, in a lot of ways, we could say that Ariana has evolved from it. But I know, and you and I both know, that change can be hard. So the question is she going to do both? Is she going to become a friends of, or is she gone? Is she like, I am above and beyond y'all? I hope, whatever it is, I'm here for it. Get your bag, girl. Ride this wave. It's a great example of taking, in the words of Beyonce, lemons and making lemonade. She has done it in a big way. And I think it's inspirational. Okay. It is. And I'd love to know what you think. So you can pop it in the chat. All those of you who are watching this later on the tube, please know, of course, I do come back and I respond to all things. But if you want the live action feel, come on over to the talk. Hi, Dre. Good to see you, by the way. All right, the other thing that I thought was of interest is that it happens to be the 20th birthday. Guess who's 20 years old today? Gmail. Gmail is 20 years old. So my question for you is, how many of you have Gmail? How many have a Gmail account? Hi, Mrs. African. Good to see you. It's interesting that Gmail came out 20 years ago for a couple different reasons. Now, one, really, it said goodbye. Like Yahoo, some of you still have it. It's okay. Hotmail, some of you have that. AOL. I know like a handful of people that have all of those. Like I know one of each of those, truly. But why did Gmail take over in a big way? I had to do some research because I'm like, why did, was it just because it was cool because it's a Gmail? Back in the day, by the way, you couldn't just get a Gmail. You had, it was invite only, darling. And it was such a big deal that, do you remember eBay? eBay's still around, but I mean, it's not what it used to be. You could get, they would auction off, people would get their invitation, they'd auction off. It was going for like $246 if you wanted a Gmail account. Or you could wait till you got an invitation. I remember getting my invitation and I remember loving it. But the reason, this is what made it so different from other places, which I was shocked I didn't realize this. It became popular because it allowed 1 gig of memory, which is equivalent to 13,500 emails, which I probably have. P.S. And by the way, it became email for hoarders. It was like electronic hoarding. Whereas in contrast, Yahoo and Hotmail would only let you back in the day have 60 emails. So after 60, you had to clear it out. They were the Marie Kondo of emails. Then comes along the hoarders and said, you know what? You get a gigabyte. I'm living for it. I'm the girl. There are two types of people in the world. There are people who have tons of unread emails, tons. And there are people who clean it out, clear it out. That would be my husband. I'm curious, what about, which one are you? There are people who have tons of text messages. People freak out when, like, they get anxiety when they see the little butt, the little circle with all my text messages. But it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you. What I think is interesting, there's 1.8 billion Gmail users. 1.8 billion Gmail users. Now, I don't know if that counts double because I have a few different Gmail accounts. But here's what I think is a reminder. It reminds us that email's not going anywhere. And here's my moment in time to remind you that whatever you're doing, whether you have a small business, whether you have a side hustle, whether you're social selling, whether you're branding, whatever it might be, you need to have a list. Y'all, if you live in the US, who knows? They say that this thing that we're on right now, the talk could go away. I don't think it's going to go away, but they say it could. We've seen outages before on other social media platforms. How do you connect with people and keep on building your business if you don't have access to them? Think about that. That is why I'm a big believer in having an email list. I tell all my clients to do it and I help them with that in a big way. And what they see, I even give them templates. And when I give them those templates and they just kind of judge it up, it's kind of like Mad Libs, if you know, if you remember, they are able to speed up the process from people spying, trying to buy their products. And the other really cool thing about it, my friends, is they're making money from it. So what I decided to do, because I believe I can tell you, hey, you need to do na-na-na-na-na. But what I learned from my mentors is like, rather than just telling people what they need to do, thank you so much for the likes, I appreciate that. Rather than telling people what they need to do, give them the resources to do it. So that is why I have rolled out in the month of April, starting today. This is not April Fool's, this is really happening. I'm giving you my April email templates. They're tried and true. They work. If you're on the talk, what you're going to do is you're going to go up to my name or see Rocks Talks. Tap on that. You get to my profile. There's a link there. It says like you'll see Flowdex Rocks Talks. Click on that. You'll get the details and you can get your free templates, a capsule of templates that will work for you. Get started on this process. It is so important to do. Don't wait until, oh my gosh, my DMs aren't working anymore or my DMs are so overwhelmed. I don't remember who I'm supposed to be talking to. Just get the email going. I encourage you to do that in a big way. If you're on the tube, I will put the link inside of the captions. I promise to do that today so you can get it as well too. I'm only offering for April. I'm not doing this for May. So don't delay. Go ahead and do it. Send out your email today and start the process. If you're thinking to yourself, I don't know anyone who could be on my list. If you do have customers, start your list there. Invite people to get on your list. You'd be surprised how many people want to support and want to know you in a different way. Good morning, Mrs. African. Thank you so much for joining my team. I appreciate that. Mwah. Happy Monday to you. Don't forget it's April Fool's, everyone. I just want to remind everybody of that. All right. The next thing we're talking about today is a weekend roundup. P.S. And by the way, if there's something you want to discuss, please pop it in the chat. This is your time as much as it's my time. I kind of steer it, but you can, if you're like, well, you need to talk, did you hear about this weekend or that this weekend? Holler, let me know what it is. Before we do weekend roundup, let me just tell you, today in history, some interesting things that happened. Not only is Gmail 20 years old, happy birthday, Gmail, Nickelodeon launched in 1979. Kind of weird, considering they're going through like just some dark times with that documentary that I still need to watch that I didn't watch this weekend, but I will watch, came out. Interestante. Also, do you know the song Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow? Do you remember who sang that? Came out in 1977, y'all. And that's It'll Be Here Better Than Before. Yesterday's Gone. Yesterday's Gone. Yeah. Came out in 1977. In 1976, the Apple computer was founded. Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and a guy named Ronald Wayne. I don't remember him in the story. Was he in the movie? I didn't actually see the movie, but 1976, Apple, and that is, I'm an Apple lover. That has changed my life. You might be an Android. I married an Android, so I don't discriminate, but I do, but I don't. Also, what I thought was really bizarre, 1970, President Nixon banned cigarette advertising from radio and television. There's things that you don't even realize or think about if you're not there when they happened. I wasn't around in 1970, so I didn't, like, I didn't even remember. Like, I know that they had billboards for cigarettes. I know there were magazines, but I didn't even think, oh, they were on radio and television. I had no idea. That was so interesting. Weekend roundup. What happened this weekend? Well, it was Easter, as you know. So there was a lot of festivities, a lot of family time for people, as well as a lot of eggs with candy in them. Also of note, King Charles made his first appearance since he announced that he had cancer. He went to Easter services. Thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to him, and I'm glad that he was up and at them. March Madness was this weekend. And there were some surprises we can just talk about as well, too. Number one, North Carolina State. Who are they? They're a team. 11 seed, which if you're 11 seed in the NCAA March Madness, you're low down there. You're not high. They beat Duke, the storied Duke, the Coach K Duke. I mean, he's retired. But alas, they beat Duke by at least 10 points or something like that. And they're going to the Final Four. How exciting is that for them? Seriously. Wild. Now, on the other side of the court, the woman's side of the court, there was some drama that went on this weekend when it comes to March Madness. And y'all, I don't know how I feel about it. Maybe because my team, Baylor, lost the day before the controversy. Here's what they realized. They realized that all weekend in Portland, where the teams were playing, one side of the court, people who made the court mismatched it. So the three-point line was in a different place on one side of court than the other side of the court. Now, I'm not a basketball aficionado, but I will tell you right now, because I am not a gymnastics aficionado either, but I love me some gymnastics. And what I know to be true is this. When it comes to gymnastics, there have been times where they messed up the beam. It was the wrong height. And that totally messed up the athletes. So they figure out this has happened. They have one more game to play. So they decide to go ahead and tell the coaches, I think maybe 10 minutes before, guess what? I'm going to give them two choices. They said either A, you just play on, play ball, or B, we're going to go ahead and fix the court that's been, the side of the court that's been mismatched. It'll take about an hour, which, you know, it's never going to take just an hour. It's not like the court people are sitting there waiting to like update something like this. It's going to take some time and then we'll play. Now, I know that when you are getting ready for any type of game, there's, you go through a certain timed regimen, like before the game. So if you think about it, so when there's like delays for like weather and stuff, it does mess up people's regimen, their routine. So they are like 10 minutes out, like you have a choice. You can wait, it'll take about an hour. But this is the other thing that they said. And another thing, if you decide to go ahead and insist that we fix the court first before you play this game that could determine whether you're going to make it into the Elite Eight, you're going to miss the window on ABC. Women's basketball, it's going to be on ABC. Big deal. Your teams probably haven't even been on ABC before. So if you wait for us to fix the mistake that we have made, ABC will not be playing your game, but that's okay, right? So which one do you want to do? I mean, come on. I feel like that's kind of like emotional rhymes with messaging. I don't know if I can say that word on the talk. Like, seriously, that's what they told them. Well, so of course the coaches said, we're going to go ahead and play ball. How can you not? Your players are ready to play, and you have a chance to be on ABC. I'm sure there's family and friends, and I'm sure there's money to be had by being on ABC. We know that, right? The TV deals are the thing. So they played. And the plan is that last night they went to fix the court, so it'll be fine for the teams today. Now, what they did say, which I thought was interesting, again, my team lost on that court to USC on Saturday. Not bitter, but we did. Is they did the number, they ran the numbers, and the 3-point shots on the correct side, the one that was actually measured correctly, of course, there were more successful three-point shots than on the side that was incorrect. Are we surprised? I can't say I'm surprised. Of course that happened. Now, here's my question for you. If that had been, and there's no judgment, I'm just putting out there. If that had been the men's March Madness, do you think would they have done? I don't know. I don't know, because TV plays a role in it. But I feel like CBS would have been like, we'll wait. Fix what you need to fix. TBS, TNT, fix it. I don't know. But they need to get their lives together. The Women's March Madness tournament has had so much drama this year. I don't know the details, but one of the referees got kicked out after the first half and won the first rounds. Why did the referee get kicked out of the game? What happened there? Then the Utah team was at their hotel and they were being discriminated against. There's racism and all sorts of comments, so they had to switch hotels. What is happening, world? Now, the interesting part about it is that Caitlin Clark, who is the most famous of them all when it comes to women's college basketball, maybe even men's college basketball, maybe just college basketball in general, she and LSU, I'm not sure, I said University of Iowa, where she's from, and LSU, which they were in the final two. They were the final two last year, and LSU won. It was very controversial. They both got invited to the White House, and that was dramatic. People didn't like that and all the things. Anyhow, they are playing each other in the Elite Eight. They're playing each other early on. And listen, I'm biased because I went to Baylor, and Mulkey, who's the coach of LSU, left us for LSU. So I'm rooting for Iowa. There's many reasons, but that is one. One of them is just, you left us, so I hope you lose. But I want Caitlin Clark to go out on a high, all the things.